For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye olde bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous, lovely, talented, tall, freshly haircutted friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm saying things like haircutted, so that's where I'm at today.
It's a lie. I'm not freshly haircutted. I saw my barber, Carmen, last week. So I am now if you have a buzz cut, I'm now going on a week and I'm on a 2-week cycle with the buzz cut. So I'm really at the midway point. So I'm really not fresh. I'm like middle-aged haircut, as in like the hair is middle-aged. Like it's a middle age of the hairstyle. Not that my hair looks middle-aged. It's
your
just,
hair is
I mean,
starring
it does
on
look
the
middle-aged.
New 30 something.
Yeah, it is. It looks like Patricia Wettig, and it's sort of crying a little bit. So are you also basking in the glory of what has happened in the past 12 hours for our podcast?
Yes. Thank you, Ariana. We love you. Ariana went on Watch What Happens and gave us a shout out. We were so excited. You know, I don't get very excited over things. I don't get like manically depressed over things either. I'm at that, I think that age and my point in therapy where I'm just like, meh, like whatever. Like if something great happens, I'm like, that's great. And if something bad happens, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But I was excited. Like, legit excited. I was jumping up and down.
Yeah. I was in my kitchen, cooking pasta, which I don't even do that often. Cause you know, being a gay person in Los Angeles, carbs are the devil. But, last night it felt like the right time. And so I was making Ina Garten's weeknight bolognese, which I heard great rave things about. So I was cooking that. And all of a sudden I started getting all these texts on my phone, and they were from you and from, Steven from Summer House. And you guys like were having like a little group chat. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I was like, what is happening? Why is this like, I was like, I'm trying to stir my pasta sauce. And I looked down and Steven was watching Watch What Happens on the East Coast, and he recorded it. And it's Ariana literally saying like, oh, you know what's so funny is that, because she's on with Sheena. She's saying, Ariana says, it's so funny, Sheena, because you sound exactly like that, the impression that they do on Watch What Happens, you know, Ben and Ronnie's impression. And I was like, oh my God. She not only mentioned the podcast, it was our name. She said our names on the show.
That took some balls, girl.
It was.
I was so excited. I started to shake. Oh, is that good? And then Sheena's like.
So apologies in advance for everyone coming here hoping to hear a good impersonation of Sheena, because our impersonation of Sheena sounds like. Yes. Ariana deeply oversold our podcast.
Yeah, but what was so funny is they were showing a clip of Sheena when she's in manic Sheena mode, like, oh my God, Robin Mayer. And I think that's why she was like, that sounds like them, because she really starts to sound like her impersonation when she gets super, super manic.
Yeah, she gets. our voices start to all converge. And it was great. And by the way, so a lot of Twitter people started to go to bat for us unnecessarily. Because Andy was like, oh, is it a good impersonation? And everyone was like, Andy's being shade. He's acting like he doesn't know you, whatever. I don't think it was shade. I think it was a genuine question, to the point where Andy actually had to respond to some of the Twitter people and be like, I was just asking a question. Slow your roll. You know,
He did.
he's like,
I didn't
whoa.
see that. That's funny.
Yeah, he did. All of a sudden, because I'm sitting here again, still making my pasta, and it's like I see Andy Cohen replied. I was like, replied? I didn't even tweet at him. What happened?
Oh no. Oh, no.
And someone had tweeted at like us being like Andy, don't act like you don't know who they are. Da 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 da. Something like that. And he's like, whoa, whoa, I just asked a question. And people are trying to find shade there. I don't think that there was shade. And if there was, it was like really hilarious Mariah Carey type shade, which we can only applaud. So,
well, look, no one on this show is ever going to complain about somebody being shady to us. I mean, mm-hmm. for Christ's sake, it's not like we're like coming with fresh cookies to everybody. We're literally calling everyone dumb whores every day of our life. So
yeah,
when anybody is kind to us or, you know, doesn't use the delay to get it out of there, then I say you're a good person. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but either way, it was super cool of Ariana to mention the podcast on a national platform. That's the first time I think our podcast has been mentioned on TV. And so if you are new to the show, welcome.
Welcome. Filet mignon.
Filet mignon. We hope you stay a while. We do have a lot of really random jokes that we've built up over the years. So don't get too – if you start to feel like what are these things that they're saying, just go with it. Let it wash over you like ocean spray, you know?
Wow, what an interesting life you lead.
well,
oh, I was thinking of the cranberry juice.
Yeah, because
I'm in a consumer culture, okay? I wasn't thinking about the actual ocean spray. I was like, oh, maybe you meant the actual ocean.
No, I meant ocean spray, the brand, because the commercials, there's a wave. There's a little wave that comes in, and the wave turns into the logo.
Okay, get washed over by cranberry juice. That is what we meant. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
And also, if you are new to the podcast, or even if you're not new, we have taken our show on the road, and we're going to a whole bunch of cities across the country between now and August. And all those cities are listed at watchwhatcrappens.com. The live shows have been great. We have a lot of fun with them. It's great to meet other people who are just rabid fanatics about Bravo, because don't get it twisted. We love our Bravo. We may call people crazy whores all the time, but we love our Bravo. We love these shows. It's great to meet like-minded people. We have so much fun. Our next show is this Friday in Houston, Texas, and there are still tickets available. So go to watchyourcrappens.com to get those. And then our next shows after that are Detroit and Irvine. Irvine is in California, Orange County. So definitely go get your tickets, because we have a great time and we think you will too.
Yeah, party, Texas. See you soon, party. Baby.
Now, there's one more thing, one more piece of housekeeping I want to do before we launch into our recap of Vanderpump Rules. We have like a random but super fun giveaway for the listeners. Many of you know I'm an avid board gamer, and so I'm excited about this. Renegade Games will be providing us a copy of Castel. It's a new board game that just came out to give away to our listeners. And so we've decided to build a little fun contest around it. It's going to be a Photoshop contest. Now, the way it's going to work is we want you guys to Photoshop images and put them on Instagram. And here's how it's going to work. So Castel is actually in Catalonia, Spain. You may have seen this from like Road Rules or Amazing Race. There's like a tradition of making human towers, and it's like a contest at these festivals. Whoever can build the highest human tower wins or whatever. So if you want to win a copy of this game, then Photoshop a human tower of Bravo Stars and put it on Instagram, and just make sure you at Watch for Crappens and then hashtag WWCrappens, hashtag Crappens Game, and hashtag Play Renegade. And I don't know, let's do 2 weeks from now. So let's see, today's the 6th. So I guess on March 20th, we'll choose a winner. It'll be fun and you'll get a copy of the board game.
And if you hear those hashtags again or any of that, just go to Instagram. We'll have a post with like the instructions and stuff.
Yeah, just a fun thing. So if you're looking for a board game, if you're looking to get into board gamings, or if you just want a good gift to give to someone who likes board gamings, go do it. It'll be fun. And we're going to, you know, talk about the winners on the air. So that'll be a fun thing.
Yeah, party, human tower.
Woo!
Every time you think of that, I think of something gross, you know, like human centipede or like just like gross things. So don't do that.
No,
get your brains out of the disgusting serial killer gutter, okay, people?
Yeah, think about who would be in your Bravo human tower. Like who would be on the bottom and who would be on the top, you know? Like The more you think about it, the more bizarre and hilarious it actually becomes. So I feel like we're going to see some really hilarious Photoshops out of it.
Bravo's kind of like West Hollywood. It's just a bunch of bottoms. But still, you know, build something. Build a tower. Okay, so
like a tower of Ramonas or something.
Oh, my God. All the different Ramonas. All the different personalities of Ramona in a tower. You see, I'm already playing.
Yeah, you're already playing. You've already made a Ramona Castell.
Okay, well, let's get to this Pump Rules episode, because they all went to Las Vegas, where Lisa Vanderpump puts her trust in Tom Tom.
Yes, you know, whenever the cast goes to Vegas, it always means all sorts of shenanigans, or shenanigans, as Sheena's new podcast is known.
I know. How is Sheena not even in Vegas when she has a podcast in Vegas and she's performing in that Your Girlfriend Gives Worse Blowjobs Than Me? Or whatever that show is in Vegas.
Yeah, straight guy, gay man's guide to straight women or something like that, whatever.
Yeah. So what the hell? Okay, yeah. So we open with Jackson Britt at Sir, and Sir has reopened after the fire. The chair cover lady did a great job.
Yeah, great work.
Yeah, great work. So Jackson Brittany show up, and she's like, "It does look a lot more fresh." And then Tom, of course, know-it-all Tom Sandoval comes in. He's like, "Well, the floor looks better, bro, but, you know, it does have a little smell to it. Probably could have done this better myself."
Dude, it needs a shellacking, dude.
One thing I'm good at, floor stains.
Yeah. Sheena is facing her own challenges in life, which is the new point-of-sales machine, POS, truly living up to that acronym in a different way, because there's apparently a new screen that it's not Sheena nail friendly, and she's like, "I can't make it work, like it doesn't touch my, I can't use it with my nails, I have to actually like touch it."
Yeah, she's like, "Oh my God."
That's the way a touch screen usually works.
Yeah, they have to like feel human contact, you know? It's like to block all the sex bots from taking our jobs, you know?
Yeah, I can't feel like talons of a velociraptor are like scampering across its surface.
And it can't be the first time either that Sheena's like come across something she can't do with those nails. You know, those nails are an art, and we see them a lot in LA, especially at places like, you know, the DMV or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you doing this? But they still have those clacky keyboards, you know, that are like clack, 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 clack. They clack like Sheena. Clack, 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 clack. Fly me out. But
fly me out?
There's so many things you can't do. Like, how do you wipe? You know?
Yeah.
How do you wipe? I don't know. There's like so many things. How do you make yourself throw up? Like, do you have to use another like stick? Like a popsicle stick? Like, how do you do it?
The good news is there are a lot of things you can do, which is like, for instance, you can play high lie without using a special stick. You can just whip your arm around, you know?
Well, Sheena tells us, "What Sir needed was a little Botox here and there, a little filler, just like everyone else in West Hollywood."
Could you imagine they just sell it? They just sell Botox on their menu. They're like, "It's a chicken enchilada with a side of Botox.
Get some Reiki, some Botox, and vaginal rejuvenation. Hosted by Billy Lee."
We then see, you know, Lisa's new chandeliers, and she's so proud of them. She's showing them off to Jackson. She's like, "Do you like it? Do you like the chandelier? Look at it. It's a sexy, unique chandelier. Sugh."
Yeah, it's like a plastic chandelier in like a metal, with a metal top. I don't know. It's very, I think it was there before. Look. Let me just say
they're from Neil Alain. Neil Alain, he's a genius.
Neil Alain Stritch, Broadway star and a chandelier maker. Not just a maker, an artisan, a craftsman.
He's a chandelier basher. It's like a haberdasher, but with chandeliers. I just made that up. Aren't I witty?
Do you like the chandelier? They were in Friends. That was Chandler.
Jax, I would like a glass of kerosene, please. It's for the chandelier. Get it? Like it has candles in there?
I will not tell you the end of this joke because we are not in that place yet, Jax. So Lisa is carrying over her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills forgiveness issues to this show. On Beverly Hills, she won't forgive somebody for saying something she doesn't really understand at a party she wasn't at. Mm-hmm. And now she won't forgive Jax for, you know, being Jax.
Yeah.
So she's like, "I think I'm going to bring you to Vegas.
because you need to shadow me and learn what it's like to be in the Vanderpump regime. So here's one of our soldiers now. What say you, soldier?
Darling, Chandelier, you look wonderful. You're beautiful, darling.
Spark out.
You're amazing. Knock your spark out, darling.
That was our tank.
What does a Vanderpump shadow look like? I feel like there are a lot of curvy lines, a lot of ruffly patterns and feathers.
It looks like a lady bird shadow with a traffic cone on its head, because she wears that like triangular traffic cone bumpet on top of her head.
I feel like it looks like a Dr. Seuss tree, like the shadow of a doctor, you know, like in the Lorax. I feel like it's the Lorax trees. That's what the shadow looks like.
Hey, Joe, Chef Joe, I would like to have eggs and green ham. Totally original. The Dr. Seuss Vanderpump Rousine Jean, Regime Jean. La la tom 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 la la gee gee la 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 billy lee la la billy lee la.
We have a new special. It's green eggs and green eggs and ham, as well as cabbage soup. It's a Joe specialty. And tuna tartare.
Tuna tartare. La la tartare. La la tartare. La la. Okay.
So, Lisa goes. So Lisa's talking about Jax, and you know, I was like, why is Lisa being cool with Jax? I thought she was really mad at Jax, and she goes,
after the way he acted at the Beverly Hills Lifestyle Party, an apology was in order. Get it? It's a restaurant pun. Order up.
Unfortunately, Sheena couldn't enter it because of her nails. We had to rely on the Morse code tapping of long plastic nails.
We had to order Sheena a special warm pencil so that way she could touch the screen and it would feel like an actual human finger.
A warm pencil.
Chef Joe warms up my warm pencil.
We have Chef Joe warm up the pencils in the pizza oven.
So Jax is like, party. Oh, yeah, they showed the apology where Jax is like, Lisa, I'm really so sorry. He's like sweating all over her. You know, typical Jax. He's like sweating like a... I don't know. I was like going to say something too gross, so I'm just going to take it back and just leave it
like
at Jax.
Like a sweating thing.
Yeah.
And the thing is, his apology is so beyond rote. He's like, I apologize. I know it's a big day for you. I hope you can forgive me. I'm like, at this point, it's barely a step above a Hallmark card. And Lisa falls for it. She's like, that's all I wanted to hear.
Yes, he's watched The Housewives. He knows how to apologize to Lisa at this point. You say, I'm sorry, you were right, I was wrong, I never meant to do that, because it's all about you. And she goes,
oh, all right. Now it's begun. The days until I forgive you have started counting down, Mr. Jackson Jason Couchy Taylor. I know you. So she's like, okay, now that I've gotten my apology and my chandeliers, let's gossip.
And Jax is like, well, I think James is still in love with Lala. You know, he didn't tell her about the near-death experience, which, you know, she loves somebody almost dying and then needing her to come back. You know, I just saw Sir at the end of the tunnel and I came back.
I suspect that was cut out. You know, when we saw Jax's apology, it was one of those last week and everything is, you know, in blue and white except for one pop of color. There's like a pineapple in the background. That's like a fluorescent yellow, you know?
Yes.
So I feel like what we didn't see was him saying, Lisa, I almost died. I almost drowned in Big Bear when I tried to swim to a buoy. And she probably was like, broken birdfish. And then he was like, now I've got her. Oh, by the way, I'm also really sorry. Can you forgive me? She's like, of course I can. You almost drowned, my little animal.
I think it probably went like, he said, I almost drowned. And she said, well, you will next time you mess with me. And they're like, okay, Lisa, you can't like openly threaten to kill people on TV.
Yeah.
We're going to cut that. But we will keep the pop of color pineapple in the background. And she's like, that's all I needed. Thank you, editors.
I just needed the pop of color pineapple. By the way, I think that would be a really good time to mention Christina Haberkern, she made this wonderful mock-up movie poster of Open Water featuring Jax. We put it on our Instagram and several other people did too. It really like took off. It is hilarious. Go check out our Instagram, which is at Watch What Happens. It is so good. Christina, you killed it. Killing the game, Christina, with killing your Jax posters.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
So they give her the gossip, and Tom's like, yeah, it was awkward, bro. Lala and James, I fell into a crevasse. She's like, we're not talking to you, Tom. Jax, tell me more. And he's like, all right, let's have a high five. And she's like, we're not in the place yet. Have a high five. We're not in a high five place.
Not in front of the chandeliers. The only thing that's going up high are the chandeliers. Get it?
Now, don't make me hang you like one of those chandeliers. Lisa, we're going to have to cut that. You cannot make hanging jokes. All right. Where's my pineapple? So Sheena and Lala are...
Let's place it under the chandelier for optimal lighting.
Shala, that's like the most Anki I've ever sung. Shala.
Shala means Sheena only lives once. Sholo.
Shala.
Everyone's like waving to her like down Fairfax Avenue. She's like, why do all the Jewish people keep waving at me when I say Shala?
So they're going, you know, they're IKEA-ing it, which means going to Burbank, because they're going to be recording in their studio today, or the studio, because Lala has come up with some art of her own. She doesn't need a James Kennedy.
Yeah, and by the way, it should be mentioned that when we transitioned over to this Burbank scene, there was a shot of Santa Monica Boulevard that suddenly twirled upside down in a circle, as if to say the world is turning upside down, and everything that we once knew is not what we knew at all. Because here we are in Burbank, California.
Which is upside down, you know, for those of you who haven't been here.
Yeah.
So it's like so it far like over the hill down. That it just turns upside down. Yeah.
Burbank is like the upside down, except a sunnier version of it. Like, there are some monsters. There's like a weird, like, you know, like Hollywood has the Oscars and Burbank has the Burbank Film Festival featuring Eileen.
But that said, they also have Central Air. And really nice parking.
Turn spaces. Signals. And turn signals. Turn Again, signals. Everything that's not in Hollywood is in Burbank and vice versa.
And
it's the upside down.
Families with children. It's crazy.
The Olive Garden.
Yes.
Outback.
Yeah. Totally different
great
world.
Great airport.
Yeah. Lala. Occasionally.
Lala.
Sheena.
Yeah.
So Sheena comes
in. She likes
in.
Burbank. She likes getting. And she likes the vibe. She likes the feeling. She and likes getting into Burbank.
Yeah, I think this was like the cheapest studio that they have in Burbank because they just keep coming back here. So if anybody needs a studio for like $5, found it. So Sheena's like, OMG, major studio flashbacks.
I didn't realize this was the studio you were recording at.
Yeah. Lala's like, oh my God, because you're... Oh no. So she does that later. So first they walk in and Lala's hired all these people. It's like 10 people, I guess, right? Yeah. And it's like two big black guys sitting at the producers or whatever, sitting at the... What am I trying to say? The faders or whatever.
Mixing boards.
She comes in and she's like, what's up, my brother? And they just look at her like, oh, Jesus.
They're like, just make that check. Just yes. Like, smile until you deposit the check.
Yes.
And we'll talk shit about her afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, it started with a major groan. And they didn't even hide it, which I loved. And she's like, this is my support system. Her boyfriend recorded here. And Sheena's like, nah, I did.
I'm the talent here. And then we have this like great flashback to a moment that I had forgotten about where Sheena is in the recording booth sort of doing a sing rappy thing where she's like, step in the club, little black dress on, work it out with a girl's no dress on. Check out this boy. He's got what I like. Gonna bring him home tonight.
I'm telling you, green eggs and ham. It will be the most...
All right. Green eggs and ham I am. Sam, how's it going again?
It's a hit! Finally, Sheena, you've done it.
The video is just Sheena staring at green eggs and ham with really long nails. And there's like these awkward chandeliers over her.
No, it's probably just like the opening credits of Pump. She just like walks into the video with green eggs and ham on a platter and slowly tossing it. We're just seeing screen scrambled eggs slowly flying across the screen.
Oh, what's up,
just
my brother?
Just raise your eggs up high.
They would. That cast would just be spilling eggs all over the opening. Okay, so she's like, I have been singing my entire life. I was in a plethora of musicals. It's like, really, Lala? A plethora. I love that phrasing.
What musicals do we think that she was in? Let's be honest.
Well, Sweet Charity. I'm trying to think of all the musicals with O's.
I don't know. I just have a hard time imagining her being in something like Bye Bye Birdie, you know. Bye Bye Birdie, bitch.
Well, where does she grew up in Utah, right? She probably was in Bye Bye Birdie and played the Hispanic lady, fucking Utah.
Yeah. She was in a Raisin in the Sun.
English teacher, an English teacher. Okay, guys, don't get me into Bye Bye Birdie, okay? Because it's amazing, and we'll be here all day.
I was the mayor of my ninth grade production of it, so you don't have to tell me. I had quite the turn when I soloed on the song Kids. What's the matter with kids these days? Kids. Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way? What's the matter with kids today?
And I was feeling the same thing when she's like, hello, my brother. So yeah. She's like, yeah, I've been singing my entire life. So I hired a team of people that are like really creating my vision. And then we see Black Elvis, but he's not Black Elvis. He's Bulk Elvis, which is also how you spell Bulk Water from Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I'm not sure if he's affiliated or not, really.
Or it could have just meant just like Bulk, like he's Elvis in bulk right now.
Yeah, he's filled with a bunch of tiny little Elvises.
Yeah, he looked embarrassed to be there as well, but he was, you know, he's like, I just want to be on TV right now and collect my paycheck. I'm going to wear something crazy because I'm on TV and I'm just going to pretend like I write songs because I got $1,000 from this chick.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, I wrote this song I wrote for my man. Like, what is it? It's like bacon. Bacon and eggs and bacon and butter and ice cream.
Careful, some bits. I'm getting a little sick. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm getting a little sick of my man. Okay, we all know what his real name is, Randall Emmett, okay? Can we just call him Randall? I mean,
because my name is Rondell, and I don't like that we're, you know, separated by one vowel change.
Okay, fine. We'll just keep it as my man.
You can call him Herbert. Herbert?
No. I don't know. I was just happy to see, anytime we get to flashback to Sheena singing is something that I'm always going to be happy with, because I feel like that is an aspect of the show that sometimes gets forgotten, that Sheena wanted to be some sort of performer at one point.
Yes, and we'll play some Good as Gold at our live shows and people party down. That's a good song.
Yeah,
okay?
That's a good song. And I think it's a little bit better than the one that she was, you know, than the step in the club, little black dress on, work it out with the girls, no stress. I mean, when she was doing that, she sounded like she was being sworn into court, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it had that much enthusiasm behind it.
I've got my hand on a Vogue. So Lala's like, most people think my man just goes like this to me. Make it rain. But I put my own money into this. I'm like, yeah, because it's been raining on your goddamn head so much you don't have to pay rent or a car payment or anything else. But that said, I'm not here to hoe shame Lala. I'm here to lift the little hoe, because you know I'm going to be buying that album, and I'm behind this.
Yeah, I actually think she can sing. And more importantly, as a little aside, did you see that Lala and J-Law are now in a little bit of a beef?
Yeah, because J-Law called her a C-word on Watch What Happens.
Yeah. And by the way, also, secretly, is it bad that, like, when Ariana said our podcast name on Watch What Happens last night, is it bad that I secretly thought, I wonder if J-Law saw that? I wonder if J-Law is now curious and wants to listen.
Well, I like that Lala's tweeting her like, oh, you bitch, you better hope I don't see you in the streets. I'm like, you won't.
Yeah, you won't.
Why would you think that you would be in the same streets? You could live a block from each other and not be in the same streets. Trust.
Last time I checked, J-Law was not lurking around Burbank. Getting into the vibe.
She's walking on the blue bath mat outside for the Burbank Film Festival. She's like, yeah, my alien movie's here. You want to buy it?
Next time I see you in these streets. Next time I see you on Victory Boulevard, you know?
So basically, she says she doesn't want to take his money because when she becomes the next Beyonce, she doesn't want him thinking that he's, you know, I don't want it's my man remotistic. Trying to collect more than what I already provide him, which is, and she gives BJ motion, which is hilarious because, you know, I like when I don't even have to add anything.
Yeah. No, she does it. She does the joke for us.
Yeah, it was like a turnkey Lala diary room session, basically.
Turnkey. It's like a ready to move in joke, you know, like the owners left the furniture there. Just sign the dotted line, pay the cash, and the joke.
Combination on the front door.
That's it. That's all it is. It's like under new. This joke is under new management. we just, you know, the owners were just looking to open up a new joke, and this joke was available, and Lala just came in and just took
for
us. Yeah.
My man. So Lala and Sheena have some private time, and she's like, "Are you okay, sister bitch?" or whatever. And Sheena's like, "No, I'm not okay. Jackson's fucking with me." And then he said all this stuff about me and Rob. And like, Rob doesn't want to kiss me and Rob doesn't love me. And, and I know that you have to take him with the greatest of all.
I mean, like, I mean, he said that, like, Jax is saying that, like, Rob isn't in love with me, but, like, I mean, he's a guy, and, like, is it fair to, like, maybe you can say that, like, am I more in love with Rob than he's in love with me? Maybe yes. I mean, but maybe not. I don't know, but, like, is it, like, is it true to say that we're not in love? I mean, just because I'm just, occasionally Rob will say, listen, you're just basically a LinkedIn connection to me, but, like, you know, but I think that's his way of saying he loves me, so I don't get what Jax is saying.
Like, if he didn't love me, would he leave me a trapper keeper of instructions on how to clean his family's house? No, so, you know, like, put that in your pipe and, like, suck on it. Like,
if he didn't love me, would he get the TV mounted in less than 7 minutes? I don't think so.
Would have taken a 15 at least. So Lala's like, who cares? He's a man. And if he did say that he's not, like,
I know
totally
he didn't.
But, yeah, but, like, what I'm saying is, like, Sheena's just like, medic, Sheena. Have you seen the new system at work? I can't even order Gucci's balls.
He's like, I'm pretty sure he loves me because, like, we're talking about getting married and we're looking at houses and we already named our first daughter the other day. Yeah, her name is, like, Madison Marie Parks Valletta. And then we have our second daughter. Her name is Sheena Marie Callenders. And our third daughter, her name is Joanne Gurley. I don't know who that is, but,
but he really liked her. He said he really loved her. Wait a minute. So Lala's like, calm down. It's dating, okay? You never discuss babies or marriage with a man until he comes to you. Slow your roll. Okay. I love Lala's, like, rules on engagement.
Yeah. Also, Lala, when Lala's like, listen, it's called dating. You're getting to know each other. I'm like, Lala, perhaps you forgot that they've been dating for 25 years, minus the 6 that they were married, Gina was married, minus another 4 for when they were away at college, minus another 3 because there was that incident on the ski slope, minus another 5 when they didn't actually know each other yet, minus another 3 because one of them wasn't born yet.
That's a lot of algebra, which makes everybody uncomfortable. So let's listen to Lala sing. She's like, oh, yeah. And Black Elvis is out, Bulk Elvis is outside like, yes. Like dancing really hard in the studio.
I have to say, seeing all the various people in that studio, I was so happy that Smell-O-Vision has not been created for TV. I just was like, I'm just imagining what that studio smelled like, and it probably was a little bit too intense for me.
What do you mean? Just he probably smells like patchouli. You know, he smells like patchouli.
Exactly. Just like nothing but very intense patchouli, which is more than I can deal with.
And then like a pine cone, one of those pine sol freshener things, like that's shaped like a Christmas tree. It's behind the couch
and
or like, something for when
and maybe
Shay was
some
there.
Like fruity incense, you know, and then just general Sheena smell,
just
which is actually probably
Sheena.
Nice. It's probably like nice. Sheena smell is probably nice, but it's like it mixes with patchouli and makes something weird. You know, like the way like. Yeah, you might really enjoy, like, you get shrimp scampi is like, it arrives like, delicious, smell that garlic. But then in the context of an airplane, it's like, ooh, no, not shrimp scampi.
It's basically like a Red Lobster in a gas station gone wrong. It's like nothing's going well in here. So let's go over to Tom and Katie. Everybody's packing to go to Vegas. And Katie is making me sadder and sadder every episode. But I will say that she's very good advertising for Ranch because last week when they went to El Coyote, I love that place. Well, I don't love it, but I go there a lot. I like the inside of it, not necessarily the food, but I go there a lot. I went there.
I like the margaritas. I like the margaritas.
And of course, so we had to order the jalapeno poppers, which come with a little bowl of ranch. And I was looking around and I would say like 6 out of 10 tables had those jalapeno poppers. And I was like, Katie, you did this. You're the one who should be doing businessy stuff, okay?
She's an influencer, you know?
Yeah.
Jalapeno popper influencer.
You've made it. So she's like, are you bringing businessy stuff, Tom? And he's like, I was thinking of bringing shoes. And she's like, yeah, shoes, you need those. I was like, you guys are doing great.
Yeah. Also, LOL that he has businessy stuff. What qualifies as businessy stuff for Tom?
Poor Katie. poor Katie. Like, I don't really expect much from Tom, but Katie, I would say run, but don't run necessarily. Just maybe lower your standards. Well, maybe her standards aren't that high. I mean, she married Tom, and she's saying things like businessy stuff, which could really mean a paperweight. Like, I don't know.
He's going to bring, like, a goldfish in a Ziploc bag. He's like, I don't know. I thought, like, it'd be cool to have in a meeting, you know, put in a bowl, be, like, official, you know, businessy stuff.
You want to go fishing, babe? Get it?
Baba.
So they're worried that Jax is going to – they're doing this intercutting thing where – she's like, I hope that Jax doesn't mess up our trip. And he knows that it's a businessy trip and not a Jax-y trip. He doesn't know a coke dealer there anymore, right? Didn't she quit when she got pregnant by him?
I have no idea. But all I know is that they're basically, Katie and Tom are like, this is absolutely, there'll be no benders. It's a business trip. We're not gonna be staying up all night long drinking. And then it cuts to Jax with Brittany, and he's like, "We're gonna gamble. We're gonna go to the strip club. We're gonna do some crack. We're gonna shoot up a store. Like, we're gonna jump off of, like, we're gonna, like, swim in the Bellagio fountains.
We're fuck a couple of those 80-year-old Caesar's Palace waitresses. Yeah, we're doing it." And Brittany's like, "We're gonna business.
You better behave, okay, Jax."
Oh my God. She's like, I'm going to be there feeding every baby in town. Are you bringing any clothes? Or are you just going to bring some kind of robe that you tie in the center? Which means I'm basically like a really old man. You guys, I really am becoming that old man where I'm just like, is that what you're wearing to a casino? Oh, God, you remember back when the casinos were classy places? George Clooney, Brad Pitt would hang out in here with Dean Martin and Sammy Davis. God bless his Sandy Duncan eye.
I feel like poor Brittany, she's just going to go to Caesar's Palace and go into, like, the Forum shops, and then she's going to wind up at that, like, Neptune show that they have at the end of the hallway where a bunch of, like, animatronic robots come out and then spew water, and it's, like, the story of Neptune and whatever, and she's going to stare at that transfixed and watch it over and over and over again, and she'll be like, all right, JX, let's go on, do something else, and it's, like, 3 days have passed, JX. Yeah.
Poor Brittany, she's being, like, programmed. She doesn't even know what's happening.
I remember when I was a little girl and went to dream of Neptunes.
It's like, that was today.
She's just going to talk about Neptune the whole way back. And then the next thing that Neptune did is that he went and he was like, no, don't do that, Zeus. And he was like, no. And then it was like a thunderbolt. It was real good, Jax.
Jax is like, did you fuck anybody there? Can I fuck anybody there? Did they have coke? So we get to Las Vegas. Bus. Let's do shots in the bus. And John, the VIP, is like, hello, dirty people. Lisa Vanderpump has taken care of your suites.
Welcome to Planet Hollywood. The only thing more depressing about being at something involved with Planet Hollywood is welcoming Vanderpump Rules people to Planet Hollywood.
So they get to go, the Tom Toms get to go up to their fabulous Vanderpump suite, and, which is semi-close to Sir and Pump, but also its own industrial suite.
And by the way, Tom Sandoval's like, dude, I feel like we're walking to our future right now, and we just can't fuck it up. I'm like, those are words that are often not spoken in a positive sense in Vegas.
Yeah, poor thing.
Usually it's like you're walking to your future of gambling debt and possibly... A chick on the side who's gotten pregnant, Jax.
Yeah, Jax is very, like, leaving Las Vegas, but not with enough sense to want to kill himself. I mean, at least Nicolas Cage was going somewhere. You know what I mean? Even if it was to the grave. Yeah. But Jax is just like, no, he's, like, doing everything that Nicolas Cage did, but, you know, coming like, back. To live.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
He's, like, made it, like, an anthology series. It's like, we're on the 9th installment of Leaving Las Vegas at this point, like... Mike Vegas is just like, can we end this now? I think that's the director, if I remember correctly, from 1996.
I think we all wondered the same thing when we saw Leaving Las Vegas. Like, how is Nicolas Cage not dead? You know? It was like the best part of that movie. Okay, so Jax is like, wait, why do we got to sit in the line? And Brittany's like, well, if you hadn't pissed off Lisa's. He's like, shut up. And he tells us, no. I'm not jealous of Tom. Tom, they like totally. They deserve this. He's like wiping the dried up spit off the corners of his mouth, just looking down. Like
he's still spiraling about being a bartender for the rest of his life. Luckily, nothing will ever ruin that. Not like robots or anything. But anyway, so they get.
God, imagine how Max feels. He's a food runner. I mean, basically, Max is looking up to your life right now, okay, sir? Hold your head up high.
Yes.
I love you, Max. Sorry.
So the rest of the gang gets to their nice suite, and Katie's like, whoa, double door, which I think that's charming that she is still, you know, impressed by things like double doors.
This is so businessy. Wow, I went to a city bank once with like double doors.
You know what I hate? Can I say something that I hate?
Sure.
I hate a double door. Sure, why not? You know what I hate is a double door where only one of the doors opens. Like, why even have a double door then? You know, it's like, oh, sorry, that door doesn't work. It was like they used to do on American Idol all the time. People would try to go out the right double door, but it wouldn't open. What's the point of having a double door if one door doesn't open? They should both be able to open. You should always be able to go through a double door like Joan Crawford or Joan Collins or anyone.
Or me, really.
Joan.
Yeah. That's how I go through a double door, girl. Watch out, Cheesecake Factory.
Open them. So anyway, so.
I think it's because they need to give Randy something to laugh at on American Idol. He's like, ha-ha! Fell for it again. Also, so big doors like that are for furniture. Ben, okay. It's when you have gigantic swings that are made out of, you know, gate iron that you have to open double doors for. How else do you get the piano in when Liberace's in town?
How else are you going to make it feel industrial now? Very now. If you can't get any big industrial pieces in there, like a chandelier.
So Ariana's like, oh my god, it's a cage couch. Every dream I've ever had is coming true right now. Those are odd dreams that Ariana has, I have to say.
She's got very cage couch. Her dreams look like Obsession commercials from the 80s. You know, very sort of like geometric staircases, black and white.
Cages
with couches inside.
Yeah.
Poor Katie. The alarm on her face when she realized that there was not a single spray paint artwork in sight. She's like, I thought we were being on trend.
Where does it say ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba painting?
So Ariana's like, if this is what it's like to travel with Lisa, sign me up. I'll be a dog. Put her in a tutu. Get her in your arms. She'll be carried around by Ken. Ken will be shoving Ariana down the front of his shirt. So Jax and Brittany, who are staying in basically a little closet, come down. And they're drinking their champers and stuff. And who says... Oh, Tom number two. He's like, I've been one to, you know, walk the line of business and pleasure. And often that line gets blurred. I'm like, when have you ever been known to walk a line of business, sir?
Where is that? That's what I wrote down too. I said, where is that line?
Yeah, I've seen this episode. I've seen every episode of the show. So
I feel like you've just sort of stomped around in circles and strange patterns within the pleasure zone. Yeah. You haven't quite reached that asymptotic space of business.
Yeah. You just lean. It doesn't mean you have any leans. Okay? Stupid. So, too, he's like, wow, if this trip were a haircut, it would be a mullet. Business up front and party in the back. I wrote down everything because it's Vanderpump Rules. I'm so sorry.
No, I did too, but you're saying a lot of stuff that I said. So I'm just like, I can just sit
quiet.
Oh, I
said that already?
Like,
you said
no,
that already?
No, I'm saying I just didn't have to say it because you said it.
Oh, yeah. It's like I'm supposed to be writing down things I have a comment about, but on this show, you never know what's going to come back and bite you in the ass. So I'm like, write down every single thing.
I know. I write down everything. Well, because, you know, it's the two of us as well. And, you know, sometimes I write down something because it makes me laugh. And I feel like there's something here, but I'm too lazy to write a comment about it. But I'll just say it on the podcast, and I'm sure Ronnie will chime in, or I'll come up with something. And that's why you have moments where suddenly we just like explode and like blah blah blah, blah, and then also moments where we're like, and then they said this, and then we both go like this. Anyway,
I'm, so like, I'm like looking around my living room for the waiter to bring me the check.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, and so then Sheena picked up a napkin, and I was like, you know, right, Ronnie, right. Help me out here, Ronnie. Come on, Ronnie. Say something about the napkin, please.
I'm hanging out the screen door with the cigarette. So, Billy, this is my favorite scene of the episode. Billy Lee, Sheena, and Lala go out for a drink together.
And Sheena's like, I am Daniel. I am Sam. Sam, I am. That's Sam, I am. That's Sam, I am. I do not like that Sam, I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? It's my new single.
Lala's like, you are a street bitch.
That's like some green eggs and ham realness. Like, what is that? I like that. That's like your, you know, it's like, it used to be, it's like all about the Benjamins, and now it's like green eggs. That's what we're talking about. She's just like making it rain with green eggs, if you know what I'm saying, bitch. New wave feminism.
So the waitress comes over and Lala's like, I'm going to be really lame today and just do vodka soda.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Whoa, Jesus. Lala, you'll reach your 30s and you'll realize that's what everyone drinks to keep those calories off.
Or just because it's the easiest way to get drunk. Like, what do you normally drink? Come on, yeah. Get on board, Lala. So yeah. Billy's like, I'll have a shot of tequila and light beer, please. And she's like, you are a badass.
And by the way, for the record, the next time we saw Lala actually drinking something, it was a beer. So clearly Billy had an influence on this table.
Yes. And that's... I like the never mind. Okay, so Billy's yeah. like,
yeah. That was one of those moments, by the way, right there. I had no comment about it, just that, like, look, Lala said she was ordering a vodka and soda, but you know what she did? She drank a beer. Guys, continuity issues. Am I right? Am I right? We really solved this one.
I know. I was like, are you really going to force yourself into a light beer joke? Why would you do that to yourself?
I could do it. I could get there. You know why I know I can get there? Because I walk a line between business and pleasure, you know?
So Billy's like, yeah, I'm really stressed. I just did 2 yoga classes because I asked my ex for a commitment, and he was like, I just can't believe you had a penis.
Such an LA thing to say. I'm like, Billy, you know, you really are doing a great job transitioning, because that's like, I'm so stressed today. I have to take 2 yoga classes and still not working. Just give me a tequila and a beer. I like when she said she was so stressed, and Lala goes, why, baby?
Lala actually tells her, Lala goes, you're a fucking chick, dude.
I know, that was the best part. Billy, her ex can't get over the fact that she's a penis, and Lala goes, you're a fucking chick, dude.
Makes she's like, exactly, and he knew that when we were getting into this, so I don't know what the problem is. So Billy's like, sometimes I just wish he would just look at my soul and my spirit and not my amazing vagina, which is amazing. Does anybody want to see my vagina? It is amazing!
Here's the thing, the jury's still out on Billy's soul. She's getting like a nice free pass right now because she's like, you know, she is she's a member of the trans community and sort of educating us and the masses in the show, you know, about the trans community, which I think is actually excellent, sort of normalizing it. It's not making trans the other. So I think that's all great. But as a result, she's sort of being looked at in a very nice way. But we know, Billy, you're on Vanderpump Rules. Enjoy this free pass while you get it. Because it's going to get real dirty soon.
When she first came on, someone wrote on Facebook, I cannot wait until she gets jaxed.
So Billy wishes that this guy would look at her soul and not her body. And she was like, well, maybe he's not the right person. I mean, not to make this about me, because I do that sometimes. But seriously, let's make it about me. Like, when I was like coming up, when I was figuring out the nursery for Madison Marie Parks Valletta's nursery room, that decor, I was thinking to myself, like, oh my God, if I was with Shay, we would not have a Madison Marie Parks Valletta. It would be more like a Joanna Jerkface Fatface Shay. And that's not a nice name.
I know. It's that one moment where you think, oh my God, Sheena's about to have some self-awareness and be like, you know, don't move too fast and don't blah, blah, blah. It's about Shay.
Yeah.
She's like, by the way, does your ex need a snowboard? Because I have a new business. It's called Divorce Closet.
Yeah, and Gina's just like, yeah, like, I mean, like, you know, like, I should have never gotten married to Shay. I mean, for a variety of reasons that, like, everyone could see, it was, like, very obvious, like, the world, but not to me. But, like, I shouldn't have been with him. But now that I'm with Rob, I just realized that everything feels so right. He can, you know, I can mount a TV in 7 minutes. He can fix a boat. He can play games.
So Lala's like, well, I have this performance. Okay, all this, like, boyfriend talk is great. But I have this performance. I'm going to ask Dasty to plan it because I have a meeting and she's and she starts going on and Sheena's like, she's assisted planning events with people who have experience. Let's be real. I'm like, would you like to sing Good as Gold again, Sheena?
Lala is doing the Lisa Vanderpump thing. You know, when Lisa Vanderpump says things like, I would fire Jax, but the truth is, he's an excellent bartender, and the excellent bartenders are hard to come by in Los Angeles. It's like, wrong on both counts. And so Lala's like, you know, like a year ago, I wouldn't believe that. Like, if you told me that I was going to be asking Stassi for help, I'd be like, throw me in a blender and blend me up. But now, I mean, the truth is, she puts on events that are stellar. Like, the way she pours goldfish into a bowl, like, I have never seen it like that done. The way she put Mylar up over a door with streamers, it's like artist.
Did you see those tables? They were like round tables, but they weren't like low. They were like tall. And they had these like white linens on them and then like some flowers on top. That was fucking game-changing, bitch.
When she brought that,
bitch is a game-changing bitch face.
When that motherfucking baller brought in that tray of cheese and crackers from Ralph's, I was like, well, surely she's just going to put it down. But she actually took the motherfucking plastic off the top and was like, boom, cheese plate. That's a baller.
And then Billy's face, because they bring up James, because she's like, but James is performing, so I'm nervous. And Billy gives her the Norma Desmond eye. She's like,
this is, by the way, after Billy had given it to Sheena. When Sheena was talking about Rob, Billy was hardcore doing it, like, I hope she hasn't been to Toca Madera recently. But now she's like, pivots over to Lala.
And Sheena's like, well, I really think that, like, Lala really feels like she owes something to James Kennedy because, like, he discovered her voice. And Lala's like, I would literally take a bullet for James fucking Kennedy. That's my boy, dude.
You know, I think Sheena is sadly mistaken. If she thinks that James Kennedy found Lala's voice, she is overlooking the good work of Ronald Sternberg, director of Lala's ninth grade production of Oklahoma. No, I can't think of a musical.
I thought you were going to talk about Pitching Love and Catching Faith.
Well, actually, that guy's that's what I was like, where'd that name come from? Yeah, the director's name is Randy Sternberg. Huh?
There you go.
See?
So Katie and Ariana are talking on the couch while they wait for their guys to get ready, or their guys are downstairs, they're getting ready. And she's like, wow, our little businessman. I just never thought of him being so businessy and business-like. Business, business. Business pin. He's got a business pin. Okay, it's different from our personal pin. Did you know that business social security numbers are different than regular social security numbers? They are. They're longer.
This is the first time I've been able to tell Tom, I want you to dress business casual, and it actually meant something.
And Ariana's like, she's such a different person when she's not with a three-headed Hydra monster.
Yeah, known as Katie, Kristen, and Stassi. Yeah.
Yes, the Taco Bell coven. So down at the bar, the boys, Tom is saying, I've been kissing my sister all night, bros. Which I guess that means losing. I mean,
I don't know.
He's not from the South.
Well, he has that song, Kissing My Sister, which he sang later. So I don't know if it was like an inside joke or whatever. But Schwartz has been down $400. Sandoval's been breaking even, dude. And I don't know where Jax is at. But they're also doing shots and they're just partying. And meanwhile, up in the room, Brittany's like, hey, girls, I got a pregnancy test. I've been puking a lot, you know. I'm not sure if it's because I've been serving Jack's ham sandwiches that are 6 months old, but I think it might be because I'm pregnant, too.
It might be because you're drinking wing sauce before bed, Brittany. Okay?
Yeah.
Put it down.
She's like, before I take 1,000 more shots, I just want to check this out because I've already taken like 50 today.
Yes. Ever since Big Bear, my cervix is being real weird. And Katie's like, you guys don't use birth control. What do? Just pray and spray? Which is really, really gross. And also, it made me think of a church car wash we once did, which made me even more uncomfortable.
And basically, Brittany's like, yeah, pretty much. That's what we do. We like to say he's saucing my wings, and by wings, I mean my stomach. And then she's like, Jax doesn't even know I'm doing this. I'm like, so? why would he care if you're taking a pregnancy test?
No kidding. He wouldn't even care once you drop that baby in a toilet at prom, okay? He will not care. Have we learned nothing from Jax? So Katie's like, considering the climate of her relationship, I'm like, okay, weather lady.
Yeah. This pregnancy test certainly is a convenient narrative.
This pregnancy test has an 80% chance of a dryness. Okay. So Katie's like, pee on it, good luck. And then Ariana just gets this freaked out look like, oh my God, Jack's reproducing. No, I'm not ready.
This cannot be good for mankind. This is how we turn evolution the other way around.
Yes. It's like an asteroid coming towards the Earth. Like a big asteroid covered in sores coming towards the Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not good.
So let's see. Brittany goes in there. She's wearing this like boob boob displaying white robe cape thing, which is, you know, odd. And she goes to the bathroom. She comes back out. She's like, it was so hard with this damn cape thing on. How did Wonder Woman do it?
She's like, I kept on spinning around and around and around, and I could not get a good shot on that pregnancy test.
I kept spinning this pregnancy test around, and it kept landing on the toilet paper. Toilet paper didn't make out with me. Then it landed on the towels. They didn't make out with me. This chick ain't playing the game right.
My invisible lasso still hasn't caught anything, by the way.
So there's like a little countdown, which is hilarious on the thing. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's fitting. It's like doomsday, the doomsday.
Even the pregnancy test was like, I don't like this. I don't. Can we like, no, I'm. It's like trying to push the pee off of itself. Like, no, get it off.
I feel like this show is really trying to get more funding for Planned Parenthood. They're joining the fight. They're like, are we sure we're really planning on defunding all of Planned Parenthood?
Think again, people.
Is this what we really want to do? is this what we want to happen? So then we go back downstairs, and the guys are still hanging out, and the girls come and join. They've seen the results, but we don't know what the results are. And Brittany pulls Jack's side, and he's like, whoa. She's like, it's nothing bad, Jax. He's like, I haven't done anything bad, except for the absolutely amazing sex we had earlier, FYI. Felt like I kept on hitting something in there. What was that?
Yeah.
Jax, that was the towel in the bathroom. Damn it, why does this stick work for Jax and not me?
It's like making out with towels in the bathroom, cokehead. So Brittany's like,
speaking of that,
he's like, buffalo wings. She's like, no,
look, I got a stick.
He's like, a hot dog on a stick.
No, but speaking of hot dogs,
I keep getting sick. So, and his eyes just get wide. I mean, he's been down this path before in Vegas. He's heard these words in Vegas before, and he looks absolutely terrified. Like he has never regretted his desire to call for that lifeguard ever before. He's like, I just wish I had just quietly perished in those waves at this moment.
I know. These two are really going to be good parents. She's just like, I don't know if I'm pregnant, but I think I am. I'm just going to keep taking shots until I don't think about it anymore. That's what led to Jax, Brittany.
Yeah, and Jax is like, I mean, she can't be pregnant. I pull out every time. I'm very careful. I mean, I don't pull out every time, but I would say a solid 75% of the time.
Minus 6 years.
Minus 75%. Also, by the way, the pull-out method doesn't work, so...
Yeah.
But it's okay. So, like, rely on medieval techniques.
Yeah. So, she's not pregnant. And...
He's never looked so relieved.
Everyone's cracking up. They're like, LOL! So, let's see. He's like, if I can pride myself on anything, it'll be being a good father. Like, I don't know if you can pride yourself on that yet.
In absentia, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'll be keeping them so busy, they won't date. I'm like, yeah, because they'll all have to have jobs the second they come out of the goddamn womb, boo.
Yeah, they're going to be so busy spending all that time trying to find you.
He's like, my kids are going to learn how to use texting before any other kids on the block.
They're just gonna be like going to every bar and strip club in town. Is our daddy here?
They're gonna be the youngest kids ever to get those like medic alert bracelets.
I'm falling and I can't get up. Yeah, my dad's not home.
Their medic alert bracelet just to say "Child of Jax." Like, please be advised, Child of Jax.
They look up one of their ICE numbers and it's literally the gas station where they have to go buy ICE.
Their medic alert is just gonna say everything. Everything. We have it.
So Stassi and Lala meet at a bar over in LA and La, and Stassi's like, oh my god, I was gonna wear white. And Lala's like, oh my god, I was gonna wear black. And Stassi's like, so it's like a switch thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like that movie with Natalie Portman and Mina, what's her face?
Suvari?
No, Mila Kunis.
I saw some headline the other day that was like, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher make out on camera. I'm like, haven't they been married for years? Shut up, headlines.
Well, did they divorce? I think they did they divorce? I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't care.
Also, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. This is why I don't read the news, okay? This is what happens. It's like the world like, is ending. And Mila Kunis kissed Ashton Kutcher. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I specifically do not care about Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher kissing on camera.
So Stassi is like, I hate.
And can I say something about Mila Kunis, by the way?
Please.
I like Mila Kunis a lot. But I once went to a breakfast place here in LA called Squirrel. And it's one of those places where you order at a register, and there was like a line, and I was standing behind her in line, and she was talking with her friends so much that she kept on not realizing the line had moved forward and there was a gap. And
oh,
it was like,
no.
It was driving me crazy.
So now you hate Mila Kunis.
No, I just want her to know. I don't hate her, but I just want her to be more mindful of gaps and lines. That's all. Because I'm the person that's like, can you please, like, I hate when people don't fill in the gap. I just need that gap to be filled in. I don't know why. And like, she would fill it. She would fill
oh,
it
I
in
know
eventually.
Why, because the second it's not filled in, some asshole comes in and stands in front. Or stands right behind the person where there's the gap. And then when you say there's a line, they look at you like you're the idiot. That just happened at Whole Foods the other day. I was like, yeah. No, there's a line. And they're like, well, move up. I said, no, we keep it clear here because there's no other way for people to pass. And he goes, who's we? And I said, the people of Whole Foods, dude. Like, is this really a conversation? Like, we're really going to fight about the gap of the line. There's five people behind me. Like, that's not an argument,
exactly.
You ass.
And like, And Mila Kunis is too famous for me to be like, I'm so sorry. Do you think you can move up a little bit? Just because then it'll seem like I'm trying to like talk to Mila Kunis, but I'm like, I'm not. I have concerns about the line.
Yeah, because then you're the asshole who said we, like Whole Foods is yours, and it's like some village. You sound like the asshole, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck off,
the point
Mila
is,
Kunis.
I respect,
get it together.
No. No, she doesn't have to fuck off.
No,
I'm
projecting
just saying,
my Whole Foods rage onto Mila
Kunis. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying I respect her too much as an actress to interrupt her conversation with her friend. I don't want to, you know, she gets a lot of people talking to her, so I'm sure. But that being said, I need her to respect me as a line stander-inner. And fill in the gap just a little bit. That's
well, maybe
all.
You should look a bit up to her because, like, Natalie Portman, like, totally came up with her in her own brain. Okay? So maybe you should get with some
maybe
Oscar
if Natalie
movies.
Portman were in line, she would have filled that gap. How about that?
Fill the gap.
I'm
the
sure,
new Natalie
I'm sure
Portman
Barbara
and Mila Kunis movie.
And Barbara Hershey's like, when you see that gap, you fill that in. You fill that in.
Oh, my God.
And then... then Tchaikovsky plays, and it's like very intense, and you're like, oh my God, this movie about filling in the gap in the line was like way too much for me.
And Mila Kunis is like, I hate this song. And I'm like, shut up, Mila Kunis.
Just fill in the gap.
Call Instacart, okay? Cart, gap not filled, filter. So Stassi and Lala are bonding, and Stassi's like, I hate sake, but Lala's a client, so...
So, YOLO. I'm like,
yo fucking low.
So then Stassi's like, I'm just trying to channel you right now. I'm trying to get on your little energy level since we're dealing with your event. I'm like, that's a great way to bond with your client. Call it your little energy level.
Stassi's like, you want my channel? It's the hotel channel. Okay. Pools open at 5 AF.
She's like, oh, I see. You're just going to appropriate my musical background to you, Lala. I get it. Well, how many times have you listened to the Les Mis album today?
How many times have you been on your own? Never. Okay. I'll take a shot of vodka, please. And she's like, I cannot believe it.
I'm sorry. How many times have you been pretending you're on Starlight Express every time you roller skate? I like
oh, my God.
That
I
answer.
Do that, too. I'm like, bring in the bridge. Bring in the bridge. No one does. And I just crash into the sand.
So, Lala, I'm wondering, when you go hiking in Griffith Park, do you ever pretend you're in Into the Woods? Because I do.
I play Little Red every day of my goddamn life. She'd be a good Little Red, too. Okay, so she's like, I cannot believe we're, like, having a breakthrough. Like, I can't say anything about her now. Lala's like, I always knew that that bitch was a badass. And then we get clips of... Stassi and the girls just torturing Lala.
Yeah. And Lala, she had that was back when she had that like sort of like that Maltese hair going on, that high pony that just like cascaded down the rest of her, and she's just like, fuck off, whatever.
Yes.
So Stassi has decided that she likes Lala now, and she's like, I feel like she should be an honorary member of the Witches of WeHo. I'm like, oh, you better be careful, Stassi, because she's gonna take that over.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
how Lala's gonna take over.
Yes.
She'll be the supreme.
I'm looking through this. So Lala's like, what do you feel about a menu of cocktails with the name of the songs? And Stassi's like, that is an amazing idea. Especially that I want to pig your blanket, motherfucker.
It's so It's so.
So should cum in my face be a milk face, milk based drink, or is that just too obvious?
Do you happen to have a song called Vodka and Soda, or?
I was smoking at the screen door. Let me just close it, because you never know what rascals could come in here.
Like,
ain't nobody. What are we gonna serve for? Ain't nobody feeling me like I'm feeling you.
Spanakopita. I don't know. I'm just looking over what they have at Trader Joe's right now. You have some teriyaki bites. Is that with the song for it? Your man.
So Lala tells us, she goes, it's amazing to finally spread my legs and be the person I know I am musically. And the camera guy just sits there for a second and he's like, you just said spread your legs. And she goes, spread my, oh, I meant spread my wings musically.
So